Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 13th of July, 2015. The title, The Board is Coming, an Introduction. Adding to the long list of books I intend to write, I'm adding another, titled Preparing for the Board of Directors Visit. This will serve as an introduction to that book. We'll let you know in the Papri Tallow store when it is complete, but don't hold your breath. I have several I am working on at any one time. So, you have been informed the Board of Directors or other high-ranking officials from headquarters are coming to see your facility. The range of emotions at your site will range from snickers and sighs to people who are actually looking forward to this. May I suggest a neutral viewpoint be adopted? This is an occasion that is important in the life of any facility. It is somewhat akin to making paper. It is simply part of your duties, an important part. Let me start by saying there is seldom an upside to a Board of Directors visit. In fact, let me say that another way. It is highly unlikely anything good will come out of a board of directors visit. Your best hope is to break even, that they don't go away with any poorer view of your facility than they had before they came. You will no doubt do a lot of cleanup and painting to get ready for a board visit. You will spend a lot of money that doesn't get spent on fixing things you need fixing or improving things you need improved. Get over agonizing over this right now. It is necessary to spruce up for the visit.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Papri Tallow Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Papri Italo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Boards of directors of large companies will visit a particular facility very infrequently, likely no more than once every 10 years. If you wonder why, look at the list of major facilities your company owns. If they make a field trip once per year, they are going to see 10 sites in 10 years. Now, that does not mean that individual directors may not cruise through once in a while. More on them in a minute, but there simply isn't time for the entire board to visit very often. And this is why it is important. They are going to form impressions of your facility that may last beyond the tenure of the youngest person on the board, for they will, in their routine meetings, comment on your various facilities. Thus, in a few years, with some board turnover, the impression of your facility in board meetings will be the secondhand comments from board members who came to your facility 5 years ago. Those secondhand impressions will make a difference when it comes to decisions as to how much capital you receive and whether or not your mill even lives or dies. Doubt me? Just ask the former mill employees in the vicinity of Cortland, Alabama in the United States. Your prep needs to be further than skin deep, too. Some board members are known to veer from the official tour path. What are you going to do? Tell them they're not going to go behind closed doors? I think not. You may have some things you don't want to leave out and about, unsightly but necessary things. First off, I would challenge you 3 or 4 times if you really do need them. However, if you convince me, then I would rent some intermodal containers and placing them neatly somewhere on my site where they don't look out of place, I would lock the junk up in there. Aside for a humorous story. One place I worked one time, and I was a junior person at the time, not involved in these decisions, we had the capability of placing 44 rail cars inside our shipping warehouse. Someone got the brilliant idea of stuffing their junk in 3 of these cars. Only problem was, you guessed it, those cars left. It took months to track them down. 2 cautions before we close. When you think you have your facility ship-shape, think again. The board never saw it when it was unkempt, so they are not comparing your facility to those times. They are comparing your facility to other facilities they have seen on other board tours. If they are an outside director, heaven help you if one of their other board assignments is a food plant. It is extremely difficult to make a pulp or paper mill compete favorably with a food preparation plant. The other caution is the individual board member who wants to stop by, say, next Tuesday. Your team prepares for their visit next Tuesday. Well, I have known some of these clever individuals to not show up next Tuesday as they advertise, but the Saturday night before about 11 p.m. They will start with knowing how good your security is at that point in time, and it will go downhill from there. What are your board of director visit experiences? You may share them in our quiz this week. For safety this week, when the board visits, you may have some important people not used to the heat, noise, and rigorous stair climbing that may be required. Prepare for this. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Papri Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.